Hello, my name is Barbara Zeitler. I'm a barrister at Lamb Chambers, where I'm a member of the property team. Today, I would like to talk about disrepair and COVID-19. Our country is still in lockdown, but since the middle of May 2020, the government has been taking steps to reopen society. On 18th of May 2020, the government announced that it wanted social landlords to resume planned maintenance and void works. This is therefore an opportune moment to consider landlords' legal obligations towards their tenants and how they are affected or are not affected by the COVID-19 outbreak. In this podcast, which is the second Lamb Chambers podcast on landlords' duties and obligations during the COVID-19 outbreak, I will be looking at landlords' obligations regarding repairs and property standards. Landlords, of course, have an obligation to keep their tenants' property in repair under Section 11 of the Landlord and Tenant Act 1985. This is an obligation that relates to the structure and exterior of the property and also to the installations at the property for the supply of water, gas, and electricity, for sanitation and for heating. Landlords also have an obligation to ensure that the tenant's property is fit for human habitation at the start and throughout the duration of the tenancy. This is a change that was brought in by the Homes Fitness for Human Habitation Act 2018, which has amended the Landlord and Tenant Act 1985. So how does COVID-19 affect a landlord's obligations regarding property standards? COVID-19 has had a significant effect on possession proceedings. The Coronavirus Act 2020 extends the notice period required to bring possession proceedings, and a practice direction has suspended possession proceedings for 3 months. By contrast, the Coronavirus Act 2020 does not alter a landlord's legal obligations regarding repairs and property standards. In this podcast, I'm considering what this means in practice for landlords. A useful starting point is the government's non-statutory guidance. Its title is Coronavirus COVID-19 Guidance for Landlords and Tenants. The government guidance states, and I quote, "Tenants have a right to a decent, warm and safe place to live, and it is in the best interests of both tenants and landlords to ensure that properties are kept in good repair and free from hazards," end of quote. So what does this mean during this period of disruption? The tenor of the guidance is that insofar as it is possible in the current circumstances, it is business as usual for landlords. It is business as usual in the sense that landlords are required to comply with their obligations regarding repairs and property standards. But the guidance also makes it clear that both landlords and tenants should adopt a common sense and pragmatic approach to disrepair issues during the COVID-19 outbreak. Of course, the current situation is likely to make it more arduous for landlords to discharge those obligations, and there will be practical difficulties. Social distancing rules will have to be complied with, and tenants may be reluctant to give contractors access to carry out repairs. Let us look at some of those difficulties in a little more detail. Prudent landlords carry out regular inspections and maintenance of their properties. The government guidance makes it clear that good property management practices are unaffected by the COVID-19 outbreak, but practical and logistical difficulties may arise. Staff or agents might find it more difficult to travel to properties for the purpose of inspections. Staff may not want to enter tenants' properties. There may be access difficulties. If the current restrictions interfere with good property management, it is important for a landlord to document those difficulties. Record keeping, as always, is of fundamental importance in good property management. And it is probably even more important in current circumstances to keep good records. If contractors do not want to carry out inspections or repairs, that needs to be documented. If a tenant brings a disrepair claim, such documentation will be vital to the landlord's defence. What should a landlord or his agents do when a tenant reports a defect? What happens if, in current circumstances, a landlord receives a letter under the pre-action protocol for housing condition claims? The simple answer is that a report of a defect needs to be acted upon. regardless of the current restrictions, landlords should make every effort that inspections are carried out. Those inspections should be carried out as thoroughly as possible. It may be that an inspection shows that the repair issue is not urgent and could be deferred until the restrictions on contact and visits are lifted. But landlords have to be quite clear what is urgent and what is not. A minor plaster defect can wait until after the restrictions are lifted, but an ostensibly minor plaster defect could also be a sign of underlying structural damp. If such underlying damp is serious or spreading, it is not a matter that can wait. Landlords should not use the current restrictions as an excuse for carrying out only cursory inspections and minimizing defects. If the defect does not need to be addressed immediately, that fact needs to be documented. The government guidance makes it clear that urgent repair issues, urgent health and safety issues, such as serious leaks or broken external doors, are matters that landlords will have to address and will have to address urgently. The law says that this repair needs to be addressed within a reasonable time. What is a reasonable time will depend on the nature of the defect. A toilet that does not work or a broken heating system are urgent matters. A reasonable time to repair such defects is quite short. What if during the COVID-19 outbreak the landlord has difficulties finding contractors who will travel, or the landlord has difficulties sourcing spare parts? If there are such difficulties, the landlord again should document them. But the starting point is that these repairs need to be carried out and need to be carried out within a reasonable time. It is instructive to look at the government guidance regarding the non-exhaustive list of urgent repair and health and safety issues that landlords are required to deal with. I've already mentioned a broken boiler or a defective toilet. The guidance also lists, among other matters, roof leaks, broken windows, or defective external doors, and plumbing defects that mean that a tenant has no washing facilities. The tenant's right to a decent, warm and safe place to live also includes the right not to be affected by mould and vermin, to cite two matters that are covered by the fitness for human habitation requirement. If a tenant reports mould or vermin, regardless of COVID-19, it is very much in the landlord's interest to investigate and address those issues. The government guidance also lists equipment that a disabled person relies upon. If that equipment, a rail or a stairlift, for example, is broken, it needs to be repaired and repaired speedily. The current public health crisis puts obstacles in the way for landlords who need to comply with their repairing obligations. How can a landlord reconcile the requirement for social distancing with the need to inspect a property? The government guidance mentions technological solutions, such as a video call on a smartphone to carry out virtual inspections of properties. Of course, not every tenant will have a smartphone, and physical inspections may still be necessary. If a physical inspection is necessary, again, there are practical solutions that can be found. For example, a tenant could be asked to stay in another room while the inspection is carried out to ensure that the necessary distance between the tenant and the visitors is maintained. Both parties should take sensible precautions and comply with hygiene requirements. That may include measures such as cleaning surfaces, where repairs are to be carried out with disinfectant both before and after repairs. Of course, in the scenario I have just described, there is often a third party involved, the agent or the contractor. A landlord will have to follow sensible precautions to keep agents and contractors safe. That may mean checking with the tenant whether she or he has any of the coronavirus symptoms. Contractors too should be asked whether they have any of the symptoms. The Public Health England guidelines should always be followed, and landlords are well advised to document the steps they have taken to comply with those guidelines. Let us imagine a scenario where an urgent repair needs to be carried out and the tenant is self-isolating at home. Clearly, the needs of the tenant, the landlord, and the contractors need to be borne in mind. The guidance states that the government expects both tenants and landlords to be pragmatic and practical and collaborate with one another in these difficult circumstances. Good communication is vital, and explaining the need for carrying out an inspection and subsequently repairs is a good starting point. The parties need to take sensible precautions and follow public health guidance. Tenants and contractors need not be in the same room when any inspection or repairs are carried out. As always, any steps taken should be documented. Equally, if there were difficulties in carrying out repairs, they should be documented. There should be a clear paper trail regarding any communications with tenants and contractors and any attempts to carry out repairs and inspections. What if a tenant refuses to give access because of COVID-19? Again, such refusal should be clearly documented. But what if the tenant's refusal to give access prevents the landlord from dealing, for example, with a plumbing leak that causes damage, perhaps not to the tenant's flat, but to the property underneath the tenant's flat? Obviously, that is a matter that needs to be addressed urgently. Again, communication with the tenant will be vital. If, however, it becomes necessary to apply for an access injunction, the need to apply for an access injunction needs to be carefully documented, and the landlord needs to justify the need for access against the background of the public health crisis. By way of conclusion, let me highlight a few points. Landlords' repairing obligations are unaffected by the COVID-19 outbreak. But of course, the current situation requires landlords and also tenants as well as contractors to adapt. The government guidance I have been discussing does not cover every single eventuality or every single situation. The first point to be made when it comes to discharging repairing obligations is that landlords should adopt a common sense approach and be pragmatic. Of course, that applies to tenants too. The second point to be made is that documentation is very important. Landlords should document the steps they have taken and also those steps they have been unable to take. Finally, communication between landlords and tenants is vital. If you don't talk, you won't be able to sort out a problem. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please don't hesitate to contact Chambers if you have any questions that relate to what I have been discussing. Thank you again. Goodbye.